This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. Hour number three. You may take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've also got the Discord on-air call-in lines over at discord.lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Richie Rich,
and Mark.
We continue with your calls and thoughts. We started the show with a piece out of the New York Times about our very own New Hampshire, where the government here may actually abolish the death penalty. We can tell you more about it. And your calls and thoughts are welcome. We go to Larry in Indiana, listening to WGBF. Hello, Larry.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm totally changing the subject here as far as what
cool. No problem.
But I'd like to ask all three of your opinions about one thing. One, and that is, because at least my what I'm going to say, your opinions about shoplifting. How should that be handled? By law enforcement, if you will, or by stores, or however.
I would say that the person who shoplifts. So, are we talking about somebody who's caught shoplifting, like red-handed? Usually, that's how it's done, right?
Yes, either that, or sometimes it's through cameras, and then they can get the license plate and go to the person's house and find them or whatever, right? Whether they're found, the end result is they're found to shoplift.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would
a lot
say,
of times you catch them on the way out the door of the store too.
Yeah, I would say usually. That the best thing to do would be for the store to essentially be able to enslave them for a short period of time, right? Like you got to take a broom out and clean out the parking lot over the course of the next 6 or 8 hours or something like that. Show up to work or whatever, and then no punishment. I think that would serve as a deterrent for the vast majority of people. When you're talking about serial shoplifters, I think it's going to have to be a different story.
Yeah, I would say that's probably level two for me. Like if it's the first time they're caught shoplifting, just take back what they stole. And then just ban them from the establishment. And then you can, bust them later for trespassing if they return.
I think that restitution is really important here. If somebody has stolen a thing and managed to get away with it, if they didn't get caught running out the door, they might have gone and pawned it or, sold it to somebody or whatever to make a little bit of money off of it. The store should be restituted, whether it's with the object itself or with whatever cash value the object has, plus a percentage, because you have to employ a loss control prevention officer in the store, and that costs money. So there's effort involved, right, in trying to get that item back.
Yeah, but you could call loss control part of the cost of goods sold.
It is a cost of doing business, but if no one was stealing, you wouldn't need a loss control person. So the person who
usually loss control is dealing with the employees that are stealing. It's my understanding.
In a lot of cases, and they should pay restitution as well. Yeah. Whoever it is that takes a thing from another person, whether it's a store or whether it's an individual's home or whatever, ought to pay restitution to the victim. And that should include some sort of compensation for that victim's time and effort and the hassle of them having to go through retrieving whatever it is that they got. Even if they only just got out the front door of the building, they still ought to pay something.
So how much? Okay. So how much are we talking here? Because in my mind, when you ask the question, I'm picturing like someone who runs out with a Snicker bar.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, before I state this, because this is something that's happening in another state right now, is that I think we can all agree too that whether it's a Walmart or a Target or whatever grocery store, department store, or whatever, someplace else that is also reflected in higher costs throughout that, if it's a nationwide chain, through the profit and loss, the loss is reflected in higher costs. Customers, if it's stolen in Maine, it's reflected in the cost in Florida.
That's correct.
Okay. Well, in Dallas, Texas, the Dallas DA, a guy named John Caruso, is refusing to prosecute any theft of necessary items.
I heard about this.
$750. And here's his reason. And I quote, criminalizing poverty is counterproductive for our community's health and safety. Then
That's
he goes
crazy.
On to say, unless the evidence shows that the alleged theft is for economic gain. Here's my point. whether that person takes that item, that television or that, you know, whatever it happens to be out, sells it for economic gain, even if it's for food or a shirt or, you know, clothes or things like that, that is still economic gain for that individual because that person successful in that theft then does not have to purchase that item.
Yep.
So,
yeah, I mean, this is a ridiculous position from, I forget where I heard this story the first time, but it was, I think, over the weekend somebody told me about it. Maybe it was on the air, but the idea that, you know, oh, well, if it's under this amount of money and you're hungry, so no problem, we're not going to prosecute that.
We live in a wealthy country. No one should go hungry.
It's an outrageous statement. I suspect it's coming from the idea that they just have so many cases that they just don't have enough resources to prosecute.
No,
in a
this
lot
is
of cases.
A no? this is a
well,
clear,
no, this is you listen by his quotes. That's because he says that criminalizing poverty is counterproductive.
I hear the quotes. I understand what
now,
the quotes
Ian,
say.
This is a political move, plain and simple.
Mm-hmm.
There,
it is.
The number of people in the United States that are apprehended for shoplifting, that are stealing beans and rice, mm-hmm. is vanishingly small. Okay, you might find somebody shoving a prime rib down their pants, but they're not doing it because they're hungry. Okay, they're doing it because they want to eat prime rib. If you're stealing because you're hungry and you're stealing, I don't know, Wonder Bread. I don't know how you'd shoplift that exactly, but I'm sure it's been done.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then. The store manager has an opportunity to give you some bread that is, you know, just a little past date or whatever and send you out the door. Look, we'll figure something out for you and get really good press. But of the percentage of people who are shoplifting in the United States, I'd be willing to bet that is below 1%.
So you think he's just doing it to get elected? Basically?
Yeah, it's a bald-faced election move.
This individual, if we're looking at politics, this individual does happen to be a Democrat. And in the past, I can't give you names because it's been a number of years, but another Democrat, I think mayor of a city or something, said, let people steal. Let them steal. And another person, when there were riots and there were things being burnt down and trashed and everything like that during when they had their, what they call a renter riots or, renter mob type of thing, where it was either mayor or DA or something of a location that give them room to destroy. That was also a Democrat. So
what if you just move the responsibility over to the shop owner for protecting their own goods and services, and what would happen if, you know, if they wouldn't rely on the police department to catch, apprehend, and prosecute, and just, you know, Walmart justice?
Well, yeah. Well, it depends on what kind of Walmart justice you're talking about, because there's a lot of these department stores, Walmarts and things, too. Those employees are told not to confront those individuals.
Well, because at the moment, there's another agency to handle that. But if the agency isn't willing to.
Well, hold on. I mean, they may tell that to their employees, but is that what they tell their loss control department? Because usually the reason why an employee is told that is because if you confront an individual within the store, if they, let's say they put, you know, a pack of cigarettes in their, I mean, cigarettes are usually locked up, but let's say they put some item in their back pocket or whatever, and they're walking around the store, and you see them do it as an employee, you're like, my God, this person is
going to steal.
He's going to shoplift.
He's a guy.
If you, you know, confront that person before they have attempted to actually leave the premises, that customer, even if they were intending to steal, could say, oh, wow, I was going to pay for it.
Right. There's nothing particularly wrong with sticking something in your pocket and then walking up to the cash register, pulling it out of your pocket, and paying for it.
It looks untoward.
It's not great, but...
they give you baskets.
As long as you pay for it before you leave, it isn't actually stealing. So they usually will just tell the employees a blanket, look, if you see something, tell the loss control about it, but, and, you know, keep an eye on the person, but don't actually confront them. And then let loss control handle the actual confrontation, which they will wait until that person attempts to leave, and then they grab them.
Or the parents that open up the food or juice for their hungry child while they're still in the store.
Sure. Yeah, it's just, it's bad PR to go up and accost a customer. At that point, you don't know for sure what they're going to do, and it's just a bad idea. Larry, good question. Good call tonight. Thanks for sharing.
But he had one point on that, though.
Oh, sorry. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Got a lot of folks who want to get on the air here. We're going to take your calls and thoughts about whatever you want, whether it's shoplifting or the death penalty or whatever happens to be on your mind. You can take control of the airwaves here on this live Sunday edition, 855-450-FREE. And if you didn't get enough time to say what you wanted, we're on every single night of the week. It's Free Talk Live.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
Did you know you can legally exit the U.S. federal income tax system? Well, it's true, and thousands of American nationals are doing it. The 16th Amendment and the Internal Revenue Code are legal, but only in a limited jurisdiction. This is the basis behind the voluntary nature of the income tax. Learn the exit strategy provided by Congress. Find out more by visiting WeissParis.com and watch our numerous videos. That's WeissParis.com.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you'll not find anywhere else on the web. You'll discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. TheMorganReport.com. TheMorganReport.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want right here. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. ForkFest 2019 is coming up just 2 months away at this point, June, a little less than that. June 13th through the 18th, it's going to be happening in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire at Rogers Campground. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from the event, and we will look forward to seeing you there. It's a decentralized libertarian camping festival, and that means that there's no board of directors, there's no central control. You decide what you do when you're at ForkFest. You just want to hang out and camp with other like-minded, liberty-oriented people? Or do you want to create something for those campers to do while they're there? If you want to put on a show or a musical performance, throw a poker game, board games. I think Taryn Lupo's asking people if he should bring some like classic board games and do like a board game night.
Sounds like fun.
So there's a bunch of people doing whatever it is they're called to do. So it's up to you what you do and what you bring to ForkFest. Go to ForkFest.party. You can learn more about the event there. It's, of course, an unofficial site. There's no tickets for this event. All you have to do is just book your campsite or your RV site through Rogers Campground, and yes, they do have a motel on the premises as well. There's the ForkFest Telegram chat room and the ForkFest forum on which you can connect with other people who plan on attending as well. It's ForkFest.party, again, June 13th through the 18th in beautiful New Hampshire. As we continue, we'll take your calls and thoughts about what you want. Let's go to Carbon on the line. He is on our Discord server calling from Alabama. But Carbon, you got to unmute your microphone. Otherwise, we won't be able to hear you. There you are. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on?
We're on the radio, and so are you now. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Alrighty. So, like I was telling you, I just recently moved to Alabama about 3 weeks ago. And, it's a proven fact. Well, not really a proven fact, but it's a pretty, known fact that Alabama's known for racial stuff. Now, I've realized over my time here that completely honest, there's, the main thing was African Americans, and I've realized...
Hey, man, you gotta quit clicking the mouse. It's really loud on your microphone, just so you know. There's something that's creating a little bit of feedback, just so you know. I don't know if it's your headphones that are too loud or whatever. So anyway, go ahead. Sorry, you were saying about Alabama and its racist history?
Yeah, so what I realized is, honestly, a lot of people will still complain about Alabama still being, very just prejudiced and very racist. But I've realized over my time here that there's honestly, I've been to a couple of states, maybe like six or seven, but there's more African Americans here than any other state I've ever been to, which you would think that... you would think that since this state's known for its racial tendencies, there wouldn't be that many here. So I was going to get you guys' opinion on that.
I've always wondered if the South is more bigoted, and people say it, so I can only presume it's true. I am from the South, and things were certainly different there than they are here in New Hampshire. But if it was true, then why do the people who are the objects of this hate stick around? I mean, it's been 150-something years.
Economic mobility.
Carbon, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. We'll continue the discussion here. I've heard the opposite's the case. I remember several years ago, there was a letter to the editor that was written to the newspaper here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we live in New England, that was written by a woman who actually happened to be from our hometown, Mark, of Sarasota, Florida.
Yep.
And she described herself as a black woman from Sarasota, and she had been living here for some amount of time, and she claimed she experienced more racism on the streets of little old Keene, New Hampshire, which is purportedly a left-leaning, welcoming kind of hippie community or whatever. But she claimed she experienced more racism here than she did down in Florida.
Did she describe the racism that you can recall? I'm catching you on the spot, I realize.
It's just people saying things to her on the streets.
Like the N-word and stuff?
I don't know exactly what it was, but something that she felt uncomfortable about to the point where she quit. She left New Hampshire and went back down to Florida, and she sort of left that letter as her final goodbye to the area. Now,
I've talked to some black people in Keene that, say that there's a certain level of ignorance up here where there just aren't that many black people. But
That has to play a role.
What's that?
If you're not in an environment where there's a lot of, black folks or minorities,
yeah,
I think you have the expectation to interact a little bit differently. Because they're different. They come from different culture. Mm-hmm. There's different expectations. Whatever the reason happens to be, we're in a state that's, 95 or close to it percent white, and there's just not a lot of minorities to interact with.
That was the opinion that a different... So that was one lady, right, that wrote a letter to the editor. There's somebody else who I met who is a black person who grew up in Keene, a gentleman, and I'd asked him, and he gave a similar story as what you said, Mark. He said that when he was growing up here, so he spent more time here than this lady, went to the school, went to the high school in the area, and, you know, of course you're going to high school, you expect it's going to be the worst there, right? Like, that's where people treat each other the worst, generally. And he said he did not have an experience where he felt like he was being discriminated against or that people were being racist towards him because he was black. He felt like there was some awkwardness, but it was because people had never seen a black person before. Literally, he was the first black person that these people had seen outside of a movie theater,
right,
you know, like on a television screen or something like that.
And I think that awkwardness can be received as racism.
It could be, but this woman claimed that people were literally saying things that were rude to her.
Okay.
So, I mean, everybody's experience
is different. Saying something that's rude and saying something that's ignorant, I don't know. I mean, I've heard people interpret "let me touch your hair" or something as rude. And well, is it rude? Yeah, I guess it's rude. Is it ignorant? Most assuredly, it's ignorant. Is it racist? No, it's not racist.
No, definitely not.
It's just ignorance.
So, you know, everybody has their own different opinions, and I'm sure there's plenty of just blatant racism down in the South, too. So, I mean, everybody's got their own perspectives. They've had their own experiences, and I don't want to deny any of, you know, whatever somebody tells me, I can't tell them that didn't happen to you, you know?
Right.
So,
but you are responsible for how you receive the information and how you interpret it.
And you can be skeptical, certainly.
Yeah.
Some people have an agenda. And regardless, I think we would all, at least on this show, like to see racism go away. That, you know, we wish it were gone already, but unfortunately it's not. People still divide people based on the color of their skin, and that's unfortunate because it's one of the most ignorant things that that you can do. Because each person should be judged individually by their own actions and the words that that come out of their mouth. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. We have Jonathan calling us from Detroit, watching us online. Go ahead, Jonathan.
Can you hear me?
Yes, you're on the air. But it sounded bad, so I'm just going to hit the dump button just to be safe.
Sound like a Mayday call.
I don't know if it was Mayday or a word starting with the N, letter N that we can't say on.
Oh, okay. I'll go
it
with
was
Mayday.
A poor recording of it, if that's what was said.
Some there's apparently this thing where people will like turn up their modulation real loud on their microphone, and it's called ear rape, I guess. So sometimes we've had people call and do that to us on occasion. Let's just point out that if you're going to try to scream something into the phone, that's not what that was, but it might have been some sort of ear rape attempt. We're not going to let that go out of the air either. We're going to hit the dump button on that too.
Yeah,
we're just going to treat it as though it's something.
Also,
most people
it doesn't hurt our ears, even though we have headphones on. We have extraordinarily expensive equipment to keep that kind of stuff from happening.
All right, so we continue. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. That dude waited quite a while, by the way, for that.
Right.
He was on hold for
30
like 40,
seconds of fame.
40 minutes. Yeah, I don't know if he even made it out at all because we dumped him. 855 450 free. Maybe his first couple words did. 855-450-3733. Yeah, we're prepared for this stuff, guys. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Pope Francis remembers those who died in Sri Lanka. More from USA's Rick Vincent. Pope Francis skipped his homily during Easter Mass, but delivered his traditional To the City and the World speech, highlighting conflicts in the Mideast, Africa, and the Americas, and demanding that political leaders put aside their differences and work instead for peace. And history's first Latin American pope also offered prayers for Venezuelans and Nicaraguans experiencing political and economic hardship.
I think in particular of the Venezuelan people, of all those who lack the minimal conditions for leading a dignified and secure life.
And special prayers needed for those in Sri Lanka this Easter, where blasts at churches and luxury hotels have left more than 200 dead and hundreds more injured. The violence ends a decade of relative peace in Sri Lanka following the end of its civil war in 2009.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll free. Bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. They are loaded up right now over at discord.lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Mark.
We continue. We'll take your calls, your thoughts about what you want on this live Sunday edition. We started out the show with a story out of the New York Times that New Hampshire... its state Senate and House have voted with a two-thirds veto-proof margin to abolish the death penalty. Now, it's happened twice before in the year 2000 and again in the previous year, where both chambers have voted for the repeal only to be blocked by a governor's veto. Hours after the vote, an aide to the governor said that he still intends to veto the bill, but given the margin of the Senate's vote on Thursday, which was 17-6 in favor of ending capital punishment, it appeared unlikely that a veto would survive an override vote. The House also had the veto-proof margin at 279-88. So these are pretty decisive votes in favor of ending capital punishment.
I wouldn't start break out the dancing shoes yet. So first off, my opinion is that when people see people will vote a certain way when they expect something to pass, but they'll vote another way when there's it might be close. So if the governor does actually go and veto, some people may defect to the other side.
That is true.
One way or the other, depending on how things go. So there may be Republicans out there, for instance, that are choosing to vote against this now that would vote for it if it was vetoed, simply because they had their finger in the air and they said, oh, yeah, this is definitely going to pass, so I might as well look good as a Republican voting against it, good to my constituency or whatever. And there may be Democrats that say, well, I was going to vote for this to look good as a Democrat, but I really don't believe what I, whatever, whatever their claim is. So you never know.
Yeah, they got to go back and argue it after the veto comes through. And like you said, there will be defectors, possibly.
All right, so you can bring up anything that you want. We're going to your phone calls and thoughts. We have Charles on the line in Oklahoma watching online. Go ahead, Charles. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. I'd like to remind our board operator to not hit the dump button until... Unless he maybe muted him. I presume our board op muted him first. There's a certain order of operations that needs to happen to make sure that things like that don't get on the air. So we continue here, 855-450-FREE. We go to Nicholas on
the
line.
By the way, that guy doesn't kill grapes.
Actually, you know what? Stand by, Nicholas. We're going to come right back to you here. So, again, talking about the end of the death penalty, if approved, New Hampshire will become the 21st state to get rid of the death penalty, continuing a national trend toward fewer executions. Bills to limit the applications of the death penalty or to repeal it have also been introduced in at least 18 states this year. With the suspension of capital punishment announced last month in California, most people in the U.S. now live in places where the death penalty is either outlawed or subject to a moratorium, according to Robert Dunham, the executive director of the Death Penalty Information Center, which is a Washington, D.C. nonprofit. In 9 states, he added, repeal bills have significant Republican sponsorship or support, and in New Hampshire, too, the debate has not fallen along party lines. The House was controlled by the Republicans during the 2000 vote right. to repeal it. And at that time, it was a Democratic governor who vetoed that legislation, Gene Shaheen. In some recent years, Republicans in the state have changed their stances on the issue and now favor abolishment. Some have cited the more than $5 million the state has spent on prosecution and defense of the state's only current death row inmate as part of their reasoning for the change.
That's an expensive prisoner.
Sure is. And at the same time, some Democrats still back capital punishment.
Yes. That guy is still winning against the taxpayers of New Hampshire. Like, you know, here's a guy who clearly didn't care about you people, and now you're having to pay all this extra money for his mandatory appeals, his special incarceration, his special, stuff. And at some point or another, if they actually do kill this guy, you'll have to pay the money to build the thing to kill him, because it doesn't even exist yet.
So they outsource it? Could they send him to another state?
They can't do anything when it comes to death penalty. Death penalty is so rigid.
Okay.
Like, you couldn't even, these states that are trying to, so the drug companies aren't making the stuff that you shoot, the lethal injection stuff anymore.
Right.
They have nothing to kill these people with. I mean, you can't give them a lethal dose of heroin, which would be a nice way to go out, comparatively. Yeah, you just can't do it.
All right, let's get Nicholas on the line here. I think the issues are wrapped up with the... phone lines. Nicholas, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Good. You're calling, listening to KTEL out there in, are you in Washington or Oregon?
No, I'm in Oregon. I'm in Prineville, Oregon. Good old little Prineville. Great town.
Thank you. Thanks for calling. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I appreciate you guys taking my call. So I wanted to share something with you guys, and I hope you have an open mind. I mean, this isn't what you guys do. I'm sure you have to. So I've been really building on a powerful vision that I have that I like to call Hidden Angels.
Now, hidden angels.
Hidden angels, yes. And so I've been really working on this, putting this thing together. I've been doing a lot of research and putting some statistics together. I'm really wanting to do a TED Talk eventually when I have all my ducks in a row. So really what it is I just wanted to hopefully share with the nation about mental health, addiction, and just, you know, where our society is going. You know, through politics, so many things, you know, we're heading kind of like toward a negative direction. And with technology being the way it is, powerful as it is with social media and so on, I mean, we can start connecting the world through mental health and uniting people in ways that could literally you know, evolve our society in an innovative way. And what I mean by that is if you look at technology the way it is, you look at Google, what does Google do? Google tracks everything you do, right? They track every move you make. They track, you know, the sites that you visit, how often you visit those sites, and so on. You go to YouTube.com, it's the same thing. YouTube, you know, it goes off your history, offers videos that, you know, pertain to you. So my point is that if we come together as a society and instead of shouting down on those people that are dealing with mental health, give them a way to come out of the dark, come out of the light, and let them know that it's okay to face, you know, their challenges and connect people in a way where we can involve the government, we can involve organizations, we can involve Hollywood, we can involve massive corporation companies like Google, I mean, Facebook, where we can get these people on board and help somebody in mental health in a way where, like, let's say they're dealing with addiction. We have a community come together and they help this individual. They don't necessarily tell the individual what they're doing, because if they do, then the individual will actually make the decision for the wrong reason, and he won't change because he wants to change for himself.
That's why they're a hidden angel.
Exactly. But that doesn't mean that we can't come together and push them in the right direction and lay a path for them, and ultimately it's up to them to make that choice to take that path.
What do you see, what do you see the goal of the hidden angel to be, or the responsibility? Like, if I wanted to be a hidden angel for a mental health patient.
Great question. So basically the ultimate goal is that, let's say you have somebody out there that's dealing with mental health, dealing with disorders, they're you know, in a position where they've been raised a certain way where they don't know how to go out there and be a regular person in society, because maybe they're grown up in a broken home, or they didn't have a father to teach them what it means to be a man or have integrity, or knows what it means to or earn that respect, or even knows what the meaning of love even is. So you have an organization come together, you have these hidden angels do this on a scale where it's being maybe even televised, or whether that's through social media or whether that's through internet. You can have Hollywood actors come together with algorithms after they're watching this person and watching his pattern, what videos he's watching on YouTube, what videos connect with them, you know, and then you can watch them through, and it kind of sounds a little crazy, but if you guys...
So social engineering of a mentally challenged person, or someone suffering from a mental illness.
I'm not sure where that's going. Do you want to keep them?
Up to you. I'm
free
trying to figure it out
live,
no long to.
855 450 free, like freedom. You can bring up what you want.
Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette? He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year. I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a Big Ten approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event. Even with coupon code FTL50. Sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry, but I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTL50 for a discount.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll free, bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We may have time to get you in here with us in the studio, including me, Ian,
Richie Rich,
and Mark.
And also, you can join us online anytime you want. Just head over to freetalklive.com. And by the way, thanks to Tom, who is a Free Talk Live Gold Amplifier, meaning Tom gives a $10 a month to the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And that is where you can go, amp.freetalklive.com, to get behind what we do here on Free Talk Live. We talk about freedom on the radio 7 nights a week, live, every single night. We don't take time off for holidays. We're here. It's Easter, right? We're here.
It is Easter.
Yeah. Yes. So I forgot to mention that
not
earlier.
Not that people celebrate deeply into the late into the Easter. I think that I always felt like Easter was sort of over at 10 a.m.
But I suspect a lot of people take the day off.
No, sure. It's Sunday, holiday, too.
Right.
Hard-boiled eggs and hot cross buns.
So we are here, and we take your calls. We talk about freedom. But please, go to the AMP program at ampamp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com, and get signed up with PayPal, credit card, or Bitcoin, BTC, and you'll get access to some cool perks and some benefits as a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. I am still not real clear on what Nicholas was saying there in Oregon, listening to KTEL. So it sounds like you want people to come together in a way that they have never necessarily worked together to help people with mental health issues. Is that right? You want corporations, individuals, governments to do something differently, basically?
Yeah, I appreciate that. And I know it seems really like kind of like out there, but just bear with me. So the main thing I really want people to think about here is that once something like this took place, think about all the people around the world, all corners of the earth. Think about all the inspiration that it was filling the hearts of nations all over the world, seeing a community come together, not just maybe for one individual, but maybe a group of individuals.
Do you think it's easier to come together as a community on a smaller scale, like immediate friends and family of the person who is troubled, rather than, the overarching corporations and big government of America attempting to fulfill the same role?
Right, right. And you're absolutely right. I completely agree. I mean, that's
is the idea here that people are slipping through the cracks, and that's why you need, this new system that you're proposing?
I mean, yeah, absolutely. I mean, the whole point of life is to grow. And I believe that just the smallest spark of love, even in the most horrible person, you know, it can be the difference between the world changing or not. Because if you think about it, you know, with mental health and everything, you look at Oprah, for example, and she has, you know, Soul Sessions and Tony Robbins, and there's so many inspirational leaders out there, you know, Jay Shetty, and they're coming together and they're really pulling people out and really doing something different with the world. And if you had a group of individuals literally from rock bottom changing and evolving for the better purpose of life, which is, you know, growing from a horrible person that doesn't know anything about love because he was never shown the way, you know, in life, and then watching them grow, I mean, the inspiration that would cause and the ripple effect that it could cause around the world.
That sounds really nice. I would say get the government out of it, though, because if you want people to be touched by love, you don't want the government to be involved, because they, you know, even if they have a good intention, they've got the wrong incentives. They are not very helpful when it comes to mental health and treating people well in, you know, government-run health facilities, crazy
right,
wards.
An unaccountable bureaucrat is generally not going to be accountable for giving love either. Any advocation of more love in the world is not something you're going to find me on the opposing side of. I will say that mental health problems present a special challenge because people with mental health issues are sort of, by their definition, uncomfortable to deal with.
Yes.
Right? People just don't want to do that. So, you know.
Well, and that could also be a familiarity thing as well, right? Like mental health professionals who have dedicated their lives to helping those people are probably a lot more comfortable dealing with them than your average, you know, hidden angel off the street.
Sure, but in this society that continues to get more and more specialized as we go on, it seems less and less likely that people are going to be used to dealing with mental health. I don't know.
Yeah. I'd agree with that.
I remain somewhat skeptical. I hope for the very best, and I'm all for you know, adding love wherever you can do it. Add love. Go ahead.
Absolutely. Nicholas, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you as we continue. You can bring up whatever's on your mind, and we go to the phones and also to Discord, where Sean, not Connery, is on the line with us here. Sean, not Connery, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
That's disappointing.
Hey, man, you can call me Nick. It's all good. That's my real name.
Sorry,
Sean,
Nick.
Not Connery. Yeah, it's all good. It's all good, man. Ooh. Anyways, I was telling you earlier, I grew up in East L.A., right? And I want to talk about marijuana, especially in a state like Texas where there's a big push.
Is that where you are now? Are you in Texas now?
Yeah, I'm in Texas. Okay. I had to leave California because you know, the prices are so high there, the taxes, it's oppressive, really.
Sure.
And, you know, so growing up in California, you know, I was a conservative person, right? And, but at the same time, I'm sort of a libertarian. So I believe that each person should do with their body what they want to do with their body within certain bounds. But when it comes to intoxicants, I think that, you know, in East LA, especially where I grew up, for a long time, when there was a huge crackdown in the 90s on marijuana, malt liquor was the choice intoxicant in the area. But now that it's been legalized, the marijuana market there is booming. So that's about where I stand on that. And I have to say, those people calling in earlier, those racists, those are some real scum people. I'll tell you what.
Well, you know, it's all right. And we've got the dump button, and that, you know, takes care of it.
Well, that's good.
They only make it through to the Twitch or DLive audience, which is very, very small compared to.
But it makes them happy.
No, I don't know. I don't know if they're that happy. One of them got so mad because he had to wait 2 hours, he gave up. So,
really?
Yeah, he threw a little fit when he left our
wow.
server. So how are you watching the show or listening to the show tonight?
Oh, I'm watching it on YouTube.
Oh, okay. Right on. Hey,
yeah, I'm a big fan of. So, I use YouTube more than I use Twitch, because honestly, Twitch is just, it's so bloated and corporate, and YouTube is as well, but, you know, until they have a better platform as an alternative that
like
Google D-Live. Doesn't buy out.
What's the status there, Nick, on in Texas with cannabis? Because I know that it's pretty
Yeah, well, it depends on the area you're in. So there are more liberal hubs or more, you know, I guess, not totally liberal, like as in crazy liberal, but more libertarian type state or, you know, type places in the state. So Austin and Dallas are perfect examples of that. But for the rest of the state, it's kind of, it depends on the person you're talking to. I would say that South Central would be the biggest obstacle. That's probably where the 40% of people who disagree with recreational and medical marijuana come from.
So wait, there's 40% in Texas are against recreational?
40% are against it, and 60% of the state is for it.
Okay.
And Senator Ted Cruz has said that he supports the state's decision, which is a really nice thing to hear because I'm sick of the government trying to get involved in our business. And Texas, you know, Texas is one of the last free states, in my opinion.
What's the margin? Oh, you're absolutely wrong. What is the margin by which recreational would have to pass?
I'm not exactly sure, but I'm hoping by 2020 I can, you know, go back in my house, you know, with my friends and
okay.
Roll up a fat joint.
He was really good up until that, yeah, that last moment. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. As we continue, we go to Bad Slave. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead. Oh, sorry. Still had you muted there from the last guy. Go ahead.
Hi. Thank you. I was on Facebook today. Hi.
You got to turn down whatever it is you're listening to, dude. Otherwise, it's going to drive us insane.
You gotta turn down.
Okay, just gonna turn you down, man. All right, let's go to David in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
You can hear that was a setup from the beginning, couldn't you?
I was pretty sure.
I was giving him the benefit of the
when
doubt.
When he was excoriating the other guys for using the
malt liquor.
Yeah,
I had a question that I did want to ask. I'll ask it here just for the fun of it. If you're intoxicating with cannabis, how do you honor your fallen comrades? If you're not intoxicating with malt liquor,
I don't know. You just blow smoke at something?
Well, is that what it
is? By the way, okay. I don't think that it's fair to call marijuana an intoxicant because there's nothing toxic about it.
Hmm.
You know, alcohol certainly is toxic. I don't think that marijuana is. I don't think it's fair to call it an intoxicant.
Alcohol can kill you, but marijuana can't.
Right.
That's what you're saying. David, sorry, go ahead. Quick.
Yeah, no problem. I had been doing a bunch of reading on the judge, New Mexico judge, Sierra County, ironically in the town Truth or Consequences, if you ever heard of it,
yes.
Which is named after the game show. So Judge Smith, Truth or Consequences, which do you want? Since I said that,
in 10 seconds, go.
10 seconds. Anyway, the judge had lied in a bunch of different ways that I don't know that I can fit in 10 seconds.
You'll have to do it another time. Thanks for the call. But I do believe a judge would lie in a bunch of different ways. Absolutely. I buy that story.
David is one of the greatest activists.
See you tomorrow night. Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.